Annie Albers' dedication to the aesthetic principles of Bauhaus modernism made her one of the most influential textile designers of the 20th century. She and her husband, painter Joseph Albers, immigrated to the United States to join the faculty at Black Mountain College in North Carolina when the school opened in 1933. She taught weaving and textile design there from 1934 to 1949. In this excerpt from an interview conducted by Sevan Feshi in 1968, Albers talks about her teaching methods at Black Mountain.
During the start and rise of the Hitler period, we got a letter to Berlin which said, would you consider coming to Black Mountain College? This is a pioneering adventure. And when we came to that point, we both said that's our place. And it turned out to be a very interesting place because, again, it gave us the freedom to build up our own work. Joseph built up his whole teaching there and his whole color work, which has nothing to do with anything he had left behind in Europe. I was building up a weaving workshop and got into teaching and developed teaching methods that try to put my student in at the point of zero. I try to let them imagine that they are, let's say, in a desert in Peru. No clothing, no nothing, no pottery even at that time, because textiles come archaeologically now proven to come before pottery. And to imagine themselves at a beach with nothing. And what do? You wear a skin of some animal, maybe to protect yourself from too much sun or maybe a wind occasionally, and you want a roof over something, and so on. And how do you gradually come to realize what a textile can be? And we start at that point, and I let them use anything, grasses and I don't know what, and let them also imagine what did you use at that point. And gradually we then invented looms, you know, out of sticks and so on, and the Peruvian backstrap loom. And once they understand these basic elements that the backstrap, that the Peruvian backstrap loom have, embedded in it is anything that a high power machine loom today has. And they understand it in a completely different sense than walking into a factory and seeing those things operate.